This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
of blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
The bright, blessed
day. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Answer all of your gardening questions. Feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Dotson Lowell.
Dot, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
As usual, thanks for calling and taking my phone call.
Oh,
I have two questions about plants.
Sure.
And the other one's about my Alberta spruce tree, where they're about 2-3 years old when I planted them. My neighbor obviously drained a swimming pool with a hose in the back slowly, because I kind of live on a slope in the hill,
yep.
And I think that spruce tree since has turned half brown. I don't know if the chlorine that maybe he used in it affected the spruce. This is just in the last month or so. So what can I do to either save it, or do you think that's what it might be, or what can I do to save that?
Well, so to rule that out, or to say, yeah, that could be it, what I'd like to see you do is take a white sheet of paper and
mm-hmm.
go to those areas that are brown like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to shake the plant so that anything that is falling out of the plant is going to fall on that white piece of paper.
Okay.
And the reason being is Alberta spruces tend to get lots of damage by spider mites. And spider
mm-hmm.
mites are so small, we just can't see them.
Even outdoors, right? Yeah, yes.
Even outdoors.
Yeah.
And so
okay.
they'll do a ton of damage before we even know it. And so what I'd want you to do is, like I said, take that piece of paper, excuse me, shake it over the white piece of paper. And the reason why we're putting a white piece of paper is the spider mite's going to be bright red or
mm-hmm.
like a reddish color. And the
mm-hmm,
white
mm-hmm.
is going to be able to show that red if possible.
Okay.
Now, if that's the case, you can spray the plant with a all seasons oil.
Okay.
To suffocate any of those spider mites that are on there.
Okay.
You could also use like a neem oil, some sort of suffocant. So an oil is best.
Yeah, I've used that before. Yeah, long. Yeah. yeah.
And that's going to determine if, you know, that is the problem. If that is not the problem and nothing kind of pops up, then you're going to say, all right, maybe it is the chlorine. And what can you do? Well, there's not a lot that can do if it's already done a good amount of damage like you're telling me. But we can try and clean it up by using something along the lines of like a sulfur or the, like a gypsum, a pelletized type gypsum. Because what
mm-hmm.
it does, what will happen is it's going to break down some of the nutrients that are in the soil, but in a beneficial way, to the point where it's going to allow anything that's not supposed to just sit there and kind of allow it to go through the system quickly. And so your best bet is to use a faster acting gypsum. So not just your regular pelletized gypsum. Use like a Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green or Sulfur from Natural Alternative. And sprinkle that around the plant to help break down some of the compact soil. And when I say compact soil, I mean more soil that has something in it. It's kind of like the same thing we do after the winter and the trucks have gone through with the sand and salt. We want to put like we're trying to do the same thing.
Okay.
For your plants.
So you just sprinkle, you don't have to like dig it into the soil or anything?
No, you can, I would sprinkle it around. You can break it down, you know, try to get it in a little bit. I think you'd be fine by just sprinkling it around there.
Well, thanks, because it's funny, because I have four others, one for each of my grandchildren, you know, five of them out there, and that's the only one that looks brown, and he was getting rid of the swimming pool for good, right? He's not going to have it anymore, so, I mean, he's a good thing, and anyway, the other two questions, thank you so much. I'm going to go out and do that today before the rain comes. The other thing, this is my peace lily plant. I think they're about 4 or 5 years old. Well, they're full peace lily plants, actually, from my husband, Chico. And I finally transplanted them because they were like, but now I don't know. Somebody said you should have separated them. I had two of them. And they look awful. First, I thought it was overwater, underwatering, the whole thing about watering. The leaves just curl up and get brown, you know, and then the older ones die, which makes me think, was I supposed to separate them? Instead of just transplanting them, that they were too,
not necessarily.
Many roots to be separated.
Not necessarily. I've seen peace lily plants in like a 10, 12 inch container, and there's multiple in there. I don't think that is the end all for this. I think what I would look at doing is, you know, how you're watering. Is it drying out in between? Does it get
the best of water? And I got two conflicting for gardeners. But water, please peel it from the bottom, like an African violet, or from the top?
I would always water pretty much anything from the base.
Not from the base, okay. I know I haven't been doing that. Okay.
The base is the easiest thing is the best way, so that water doesn't sit on the leaves and just cause other things to happen. It's not necessarily, it's not out in the sun at all times, right? It's probably indoors. Maybe it's getting a little bit more, it's getting sun, but it's getting shade too. That can be part of it. It's also, we're going into the period of time where those peace lilies don't need a lot, right? So we don't need to fertilize. We don't need to water. We don't need to water as much. We don't need to do all those things during the winter months. It kind of likes to go dormant. But the peace lily, with any of the leaves that are turning brown, find from where the leaf, where it goes back to the plant, cut it out and just get rid of it, right?
Well, see, that's what I did, but the areas where I cut them out are all like brown on the bottom, that part has...
Yep, and that's going to happen.
That's okay? Okay.
That's going to happen. It's the natural process, because that leaf, where it's attached to the plant, it's almost like peeling back an onion. Right?
Yeah.
It's got so many layers. But when you peel the leaf off, whatever's left is going to turn brown because it wants the plant to focus back on the rest of it. And so that's what's happening. Making sure that you give it a good drink of water once a week, maybe bring it into the bathtub, soak it, let it just kind of flush through and then soak it again, and then put it back out from there instead of,
you're saying... Again, from the bottom.
From the bottom, yes.
Yeah, okay. And one last one, in case other people want to call. My Christmas cactus plant, I also transplanted that at the same time. Was I supposed to use potting soil for a cacti, or was I supposed to use regular potting soil for a Christmas cactus plant? Because it doesn't look good either.
What do you think? You could use either, honestly. One, the cactus and succulent soil has a little bit more sand in it. a little bit more aeration, but I don't think that is what's going to cause any issues to it. Mm-hmm. Was it something that was outside and then came in?
Oh, no, no, I've had it for like years. Inside. Yeah.
You know, sometimes what happens when you replant something is it goes into what's called transplant shock. Mm-hmm. And the one way to kind of bring all of this back is to use a product like Protolyzer, right?
Oh,
it's
yeah,
not a fertilizer.
Right, I know, you were just talking about it, yeah.
And it's going to help bring some of the nutrients that are in that soil and activate them again. I don't think it has anything to do with the soil.
Okay.
Because, honestly, either soil is going to be fine.
Okay, that's good to know. Because you should have used cactus plant, you know, soil.
You know, in a perfect world, if you used it, great. But you know what? Like, it's not the end all. That's not what's going to happen to the plant. Just make sure you're taking care of it like you normally have in the past. But if you see some browning on the leaves, get rid of the browning. Don't keep them on the plant because they will, you know, the plant knows when something is not good there and they try to get rid of it. And so that's what they do by their browning of the leaves, etc. So,
and then take it off. Where the sections are, crack them off where they're turning brown at the edges. Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. Thank you so very much for your help. Happy
All right,
holidays.
Dot, have a great one.
Bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I'd say it's sunny out. It's not, fully sunny, but it's looking good out there for the day, for the morning at least. Gonna rain later. So if anything, get some work done now. In the meantime, we have a call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Stacy's in Cape Cod.
Stacy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you and everyone listening.
You as well.
I have a couple questions. I have a very large butterfly bush, and it's about 8 feet tall. I want to move it. Is this too late to transplant it?
I mean, I think I'd wait. And the main reason for that is, butterfly bush kind of can survive a lot in the spring when they have the full season to continue growing, right?
Okay.
Butterfly bush are the ones that in the early spring, we basically can cut back to the ground and not have to worry about them like dying. They're going to come back and rebuild and look a little bit better throughout the season. So I would wait till spring, unless it's one of those things where you have to do it because you're moving or something like that. I would wait till spring on it myself.
Okay. And I have another question.
Sure.
I have a lot of hydrangeas that have leaves that are really crispy. Should I pull them off and take the flower heads off of the bushes?
So you can take the flower heads off without a problem. I would do that. The leaves you can kind of let just sit there. Sometimes when we pull at the leaves, or unless you're going to be able to prune each individual one, and sometimes that kind of can be, a little bit annoying. You can rip and cause some damage to the branching if you pull at it sometimes.
Okay.
So I would just cut the flower heads. If that's what you have time for, and this is the time to cut those flower heads anyways. Don't cut it all the way down.
Right.
Just cut it so the flower heads are popping off. That way, you're helping just in case it you know, any winter damage isn't going to... It has a nice fresh cut versus a rip-type cut.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day, Stacy.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. We've got another 35 minutes or so left in the show, so plenty of time. If you have some questions, give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. We've talked to a number of different things today, but I'll say it again just as something to remind everybody. We need to make sure that, we need to make sure that if you want to use the Wiltproof or spray your plants with something, you do it in the warmer temperatures when it's closer to 50. Today's one of those days. The rain is late in the day, so it's going to have plenty of time to dry onto the plant. So using that Wiltproof, if you wanted to use it today, it's a good day to do it. Next couple days, and then it's going to start getting colder starting towards the end of the week of next weekend. Really starting to feel, you know, that winter feel. Winter's not upon us yet, but it's not far away either. So we want to take care of it while we can. And if you have questions, again, phone number is 855-660-4261. And, hopefully you all get to enjoy your Thanksgiving with friends, family, whichever. And you got to enjoy it as we did. You know, one of my favorite Thanksgiving traditions, you know, one of the things we look forward to is listening to Arlo Guthrie on Thanksgiving Day in Alice's Restaurant. That meant the Christmas season had officially begun when the family was working at the Family Patch back in the day. So we heard it. We know it's Christmas time. It's time to enjoy the seasons that are here. So hopefully you get to do that. In the next half hour, we'll answer some calls. Call us 855-660-4261. We will be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News.
The youngest victim in the shooting of a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, was remembered Thanksgiving night. 16-year-old Fernando Chavez Barron was among six gunned down by Andre Bing, a supervisor at the store who ultimately turned the gun on himself. Police also released the so-called death note that Bing wrote sometime before the shooting. The gun used Tuesday night was purchased legally. Early voting has begun in Georgia with all eyes on the Senate race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Adobe says $9.12 billion was spent online during Black Friday, setting a new record. Sales were up overall on the first day of the holiday shopping season. Award-winning actress and singer Irene Cara has died at her home in Florida. The voice behind the songs Fame and Flashdance was 63 years old. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Martin's in Barstow, California.
Martin, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have these oleander plants.
Okay.
There are many. They're the small ones with pink flowers, and they freeze in the wintertime. I was wondering if I put a garbage bag over them, tie it down, would that keep them from freezing?
So I wouldn't put a like garbage bag or anything plastic over the top of it, right? Because the plastic is not going to allow airflow in it. It's going to, and it's also going to heat it up, but create an area where it could actually hurt it more than help it. So what I would look at doing is using something along the lines of like burlap or something that is porous. Right. The burlap is probably the easiest to use because of the fact that it can actually let the air in. It kind of moves with it, whereas a plastic kind of stops it. And if the inside gets too cold, that wind could hit the bag and actually break some of it, right? So, if anything, I'd be looking at using some burlap to it. Could also, to help protect some of it, use the product Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop, right, as an extra defender, because it's going to hold the moisture in there. So when you do cover it, and say it gets warm out of nowhere, or something along those lines where it's not like freezing, it's going to hold that moisture in there to help protect the plant. So I think about doing two things, spraying with Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop, and then using a burlap to protect it that way. Because the plastic bag could just suffocate it, and it'll do more harm than good for you.
Okay. 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 Thank you very much.
No problem, Martin. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Beth is in Pituit.
Beth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I'm well, thanks. And I just have a couple of questions.
Sure.
I'm going to pick up my Christmas tree today. And my question is, they always cut off the base, a slice off the bottom of the tree.
Yes.
And how long will that keep and absorb water if I keep it out of the water for 4 or 5 hours? Is that too long?
So 4 hours is usually around like the max to it. 4 hours is kind of what they say, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you could get it into water before 4 hours, that would be ideal. Because it does start forming a callus as soon as as soon as it starts getting cut.
Yeah.
So 4 hours is really the latest I would wait before I would recut it, if anything.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to recut it, so I'll have to work on getting it into water before that. And I use Prolong. Is there a better product than Prolong?
Prolong's great. You could also use Protolizer if you have it. The Protolizer they recommend using and putting into the water prior to bringing it indoors, letting it sit in the water for a couple days. It'll allow it to hold the moisture up. The biggest thing with a Christmas tree that you should look at doing is using warm water when you put the first water in. So don't use cold water, use warm water. The warm water will allow the plant to start absorbing the moisture a little bit quicker and easier.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next biggest thing that causes a plant to dry out is when you let the plant completely absorb all the water before you refill it with water, right? So
right.
It's one of those things where if your plant, the tree dries out, it can actually callus over, and then putting whatever water you put in isn't going to absorb into it. So you just want to make sure those first, like, 3 to 5 days, you're making sure it just doesn't run out of water.
Right.
No. Okay.
No, I agree. And I actually have one of those sticks that you put into the
spout
the pot.
There? Yeah.
Yes, and it's great. It's great.
Yeah, it makes it so much easier.
Oh, my God, yes. My next question was, I have a hyacinth.
Okay.
That someone gave me last spring, and I just left it outside, and it actually is sprouting now, and it has roots.
Okay.
It's been kind of in water and a little bit of soil. I just forgot about it. So can I put that inside, or should I try to plant that outside?
Well, you could definitely try and put it outside. The reason being is, like, a hyacinth like that needs a dormant period, right, where it's just not doing anything, and it's basically going dormant. So, that's why a lot of these plants are planted outside this time of year, because they need the cold period.
Right.
And that's really what you're doing for it. So I would definitely plant it if you could, especially you're on the Cape. It's a little bit warmer than it is in the northern part of the state, by a few degrees. And so the ground hasn't frozen. I would definitely place it into the ground so it can go into its dormant period and come back for you next year.
Well, it's been outside. I never brought it inside.
Well, that's perfectly fine. Definitely put it in the ground, though.
So even though it's sprouting, it's like, there's like probably at least an inch sprouting up and probably an inch or two of roots at the base of it.
Yep, that's perfectly fine. We want to get those roots into the ground, so that they can, even when the ground freezes, it allows it to have that same temperature throughout. So that's what we're looking to do.
Okay. And your previous person that was on Natural Alternatives.
Yep.
She mentioned that you could actually put that ice melt down before it snows.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It's so true, because what you want to do is it's best if, like, they call for a storm that has, you know, just an inch, a couple inches, minimal snow, right?
Right.
Because what you're doing is, before it hits the ground, you're allowing the ground to stay warm, and it's also making, as the snow hits, it just melts automatically. So, you know, it's definitely worth doing as a pre-treat. It makes it easier to pick up, especially on the smaller storms. I'd say if it was like, you know, a nor'easter where we're getting more snow, you can put it down, but it's not as effective. It's more effective on the smaller storms to make it easier for you to shovel the next day and not have to worry about, like, some of the ice underneath it too.
And does that stain or leave a residue on decks?
It shouldn't. Neither one of them. Believe it's the CMA is better for, like, just put down, like, concrete, whereas the regular natural alternative can be used on something that has been there for, like, a full year, right? So if you have, like, a concrete patio, the CMA is the way to go, as long as it's been there for 30 days or more. Whereas if it's been there longer, you can just go with the ice melt. So the CMA is a little bit more expensive because it is protecting that concrete so it doesn't break up. But both are fine for your pets, and your lawn and garden.
Well, the deck I'm speaking of is a pressure treated deck that's been stained.
Yep, I've used both on my deck. And my deck is wooden as well. So either way, honestly.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. You've answered my questions, as always. I appreciate it.
No problem, Beth. You have a great rest of your day.
And you as well. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Carol's in Dracut.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I was wondering, is it too late to fertilize the lawn? I have one bag left of the Scott Ford program. Can I fertilize this morning?
The ground's not frozen, so you can throw it down, but it's not, you know, it's going to do more, it's going to do better than, you know, not having anything. So you can definitely put it down. And it's usually about this time, the ground's already frozen.
Yeah.
But with it not being frozen, I'd say throw it down. Our plants and lawn and garden still grow during the winter months, and so it is helpful.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Yep. No problem.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we've got about 15 minutes left. Not a lot of time left. But do remember, we are here every Sunday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can find us. If you can't find us on the radio, go to our website at paulparent.com. They'll have a listen to us live. Excuse me. Button on there that will actually bring you right to the GCN webpage, and you can listen to us live there. Also, you can get our newsletter weekly with tons of great information. You can go to our website, again, paulparent.com, to sign up for that. But the listening live is the best way to find us all week, all weekend, all Sundays. But you can listen to old broadcasts is where I'm going with that statement there. You can listen to old broadcasts, or say you missed something from today. Usually is updated at the end of each show, or even sometimes during. So you definitely have can get that if you're missing something that you're like, God, what did he say? Well, now you can find it. We'll be there. We'll be here every Sunday. I said this last week. I'm going to remind everybody each week. But not going to be on the radio on Christmas Day. Going to do a pre-recorded show for that. So you can listen. It will be a new show. It won't be an old show. But on Christmas Day, I will be having a pre-recorded show. I am not going to let my 7 and 4-year-old wait 4 hours to open up those presents from Santa. Anyways, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few to wrap up the show. Stay tuned for that.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites, bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The last part of the show, so I want to bring in the last call. Nathan, who's up next?
Marianne's in Ipswich.
Marianne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call. I cut down a lilac bush this summer, and of course the stumps remain. But I bought the stump out, and I was wondering, can I apply it now, or is it bedded away for warmer weather?
Well, so we want it to be a little bit warmer because the way that the stump out works, and it's also, if you read the package, there is actually the process to it takes some time, and you need the plant to be active. The main reason is so that when you do drill the holes into it in multiple spots, it can absorb that chemical into it deeper. And so, I would wait to allow it to, like, first thing in the spring as the ground's thawed.
Okay.
And I believe you drill the holes on the side and on top. You fill it in with the product, and then you let it sit for like 6 weeks.
Okay.
And then after that, if you read the fine print, it says to light it on fire.
Oh.
it's so what you can actually do. One of the things that might be the easiest to, instead of getting like gasoline or something to put on top of it. Somebody actually recommended this a couple of years ago, getting some charcoal, right, and placing it on the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one that you can just easily light, because what it does is it smolders. Mm-hmm. It doesn't cause, like, a huge fire, right? Because what it's doing it's a little bit safer. And what the fire is doing is it's making it go a little bit quicker and push through the rest of the plant to kind of break it down. And if it makes it easier to get rid of. But if you read the fine print, it actually says, like, put gasoline on it and light it on fire. It's like one of those things where you're like, did I just read that correct? Right? So,
right.
That's why, you know, somebody had recommended using like charcoal, because when it burns, it just will slowly burn on that spot versus, versus just causing everything to kind of like explode, do like a big fire. Right.
Good idea.
Bring the hose out with you too.
I will. Also, can I put topsoil over that once I do that and plant grass seed? That chemical won't affect germination.
The chemical won't affect it. What you want to do is you just want to make sure that you've, once it's kind of broken down and done its thing, make sure you've removed whatever you can. And then make sure it's not just topsoil, because the topsoil that you buy sometimes in the bag from like a box store or something is not that great soil. Make sure it's a good soil with some compost or something mixed into it nicely, so that it can give back some organic material to it. You also got to remember, as well, is that that little section might actually drop a little bit too, because everything underneath it's rotting out and it's starting to compact itself. So just remember, when you put the soil down, maybe water it in, kind of let it settle for a few days, then add more soil on top of it so you don't end up with like a little dip right where that stump was.
Perfect. Great idea. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you don't realize until after you've done it, and you put the grass seed down, and then all of a sudden you're mowing, and all of a sudden it's like a little speed bump or something. You're like, what did I just do? Not from experience or anything. I'm not saying anything.
Good.
But it's definitely something to do.
Yeah. Well, thank you. You answered all my questions and then some. I appreciate your knowledge. Thank you so
much. Awesome, Marian. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So that's going to wrap us up for the show. Less than a minute left. So I appreciate everybody's calls today. Everybody listening to us. A lot of good stuff came out of today. A lot of outdoor stuff, right? We're still thinking outdoors. I mean, it's still warm enough. I'm looking at the temperature. It's 46 degrees. Perfect time to use some of that wilt-proof or wilt-stop today. Do it this morning. Use it on your plants. Use it on your evergreens. Use it on the wreaths and your Christmas trees. Last longer. Anyways, till next week, be good to each other. Get out there or inside and plant something. Like I said, be good to each other. We'll be back next week. And we will see you then. Have a great week, everyone.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.